has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. Most of it you haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Portugal the Man, Waves, and Beach Fossils. Today's reissue song is from the Vaughn Brothers from a re-release of their classic Family Style album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from The Drums. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Amber Arcades. Amber Arcades is really the musical vehicle for Annalette de Graaf. She's from Holland and has been pushing her solo career for some time. She just recently signed to Heavenly Recordings. They are a London-based record label. I first found her in February of 2016 with the release of two singles, Turning Light and Right Now. Ms. de Graaf is all set to release an EP later this year. It'll be entitled Cannonball and has a projected street date of June 2nd. I have for you now is the EP's pre-release single. It's called It Changes. New music from Amber Arcades here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on the kind of a rainy, gray day here in the Boston area. We finished up that two-song set of the opening of the hour with Portugal the Man, which is a very unique fate, which is a unique name for a man, not very, but unique. It's a great to hear them again. It's been almost 4 years since their last album. The boys from Wasilla, Alaska, as a matter of fact, are getting ready to release their new disc later this year. The working title is Woodstock, and the track I just aired, Feel It Still, is the album's pre-release single. They're also out on tour, a big tour, spanning from March 9th well into July, with a stop here in Boston on June 1st at the House of Blues. Change musical direction with something new from The Clear. The Clear are an unsigned mixed-gender trio that play, as they put it, classic West Coast pop. I'm not sure what that means, but I can tell you, on this track, The Planets, they sound like Nancy Sinatra in space. I pulled that from their SoundCloud page, and it really makes sense. I've listened to some older material, and the sound is completely different from this song, where it's completely different from their other material. And full disclosure, the song was originally released in 2016 on their full-length album debut release, Patchwork. However, I think this song does so well as a standalone single, they released it as such. New music from The Clear here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. is the latest material from Pom Poms here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Pom Poms, well, they're a throwback 50s version of a garage band. I like to describe them. They're a duo comprised of Marlene Gold and Billy Moeller. Marlene handles the vocals and shares songwriting duties with Moeller. Billy plays bass and is also a producer. He's worked with some big names like Liz Phair, Macy Gray, and Kelly Clarkson, which is quite a diverse collection there. This is their fourth single in 4 years. I'm thinking their songwriting process must be arduous. Anyway, the new single is called Give Me You, and it's not officially out yet.
When you want to avoid rush hour traffic, you turn to your smartphone for real-time help. In a smart city, buses run on time, good jobs are near good housing, and energy is used wisely to prevent blackouts. Planners are making cities smart today, and even smarter tomorrow, putting the power of information to work for you, delivering the services you need, and creating the communities you want. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Next up is a new one from Side Saddle. Side Saddle is essentially Ian McGinnis. I first found Side Saddle as a band back in 2014 with the release of a fantastic single called Reverie. I still really like that tune. They write and perform some nice folk, pop, and rock. On this latest example, Dog in the Night, it's got a little more of an edge to it, which I like. And this single is not officially out yet. New music from Side Saddle here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the drums. Right after the latest here from Beach Fossils. New music from Beach Fossils here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK and Beach Fossils. They are an indie pop quartet based in Brooklyn, New York. And I tell you, Brooklyn is quite the music hotbed these days. The boys are currently in the studio recording and mixing their third album, which is due out June 2nd. However, they were kind enough and smart enough to release a taste of what the new album will be like. And I'm liking it a lot. This tune is called This Year. And I'm looking forward to checking out the rest of the CD. I also forgot to mention the name of the song for Side Saddle. It's called Dog in the Night. I was remiss. My apologies. All right, it's time for our first feature, actually. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the drums. I originally found these guys quite by accident back in 2009, and they really got and held my attention. The story goes that the two founders of the band, Jonathan and Jacob, met each other at summer camp when they were children. They'd been best friends ever since, well, except they said for a five-year period when they hated each other. They put that aside, obviously, and both had successful musical careers individually, and they started to write songs together. The boys are getting ready to release their fourth album. It's Abysmal Thought. Thoughts, actually. It is scheduled to drop June 16th. In the meantime, they've released this single, Blood.
A coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the drums with How It Ended, from their 2011 release, Portamento. I'm going to be posting today's new release show playlist a little bit later on this morning once I get through the new release show. It'll be at my website at tksmusic.com. There's also some free downloads available there and some videos housed there. And also, I want to encourage you to check out my SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/tksmusic. I post stuff there before actually the show, and there's kind of like some of my favorite stuff that's listed there. It's good to kind of shift through that. So I'm noticing some people are checking that out, so I want to encourage you to check that out as well. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Vaughn Brothers. The album that has been re-released is Family Style. It originally came out in 1990. The Vaughn Brothers are, of course, Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn. Stevie Ray had a very successful solo career, and Jimmy played guitar with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. This album was the only record the brothers recorded together and was the last recording Stevie Ray did before his tragic death. The album had such great tracks on it like Tick Tock, Telephone Song, and this one, Hard to Be. So this is the Vaughn Brothers with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Roll and I'll just feel something.
Hard to be. Yeah, it's hard for me to keep on living.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new single from Evening Darling. They're an interesting combination of indie rock slash Americana. They're based in New York City. The band was founded in 2015 with Erica Lane on vocals, Nick Larangis on guitar and vocals, Dan Burke on the drum kit, and Dave Linschinger on keyboards. When playing live, they do add two more players. They won a contest at last year's South by Southwest for Jam in the Van. Oh, I'm going to this year's South by Southwest. I just wanted to say that to make you all jealous anyway. They recorded live four songs live and for that event. They were back this year with a new single, and their debut album is slated for later this year. That pre-release single is called Live Where You Lay. Keeping the tunes going here with another track from Diet Sig. Diet Sig is comprised of duo Alex Luciano and Noah Bowman. I first featured them in January of 2015 with their single Scene Sick off their debut EP Over Easy. It's a 5-song disc. It's wonderful, by the way. I recommend checking that out. They released 2 more singles in 2015, but then they were on silent running for all of 2016. They are back this year with a new disc that will be titled Swear I'm Good at This, which is set for release on April 7th. This is the second pre-release single off the new disc. This is called Barf Day. New music from Diet Sig here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just one birthday card sent to me. I miss my own surprise party. It's me, I'm only 21 years old, and now I'm drinking alone. I use my phone until it dies, just like my plans can't keep anything alive.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. TK hanging here with you on a Tuesday morning. Closing off that song set was a track from Waves. Waves with two V's are a maturing alternative beach slash surf band based out of Los Angeles, California. Nathan Williams is the power behind the charmingly messy lo-fi band. And I mentioned maturing because when I looked at my notes from them from their 2010 release, King of the Beach, I wrote, Waves is more of a younger crowd, is for more of a younger crowd. I get the attraction. If I were 20-something, I'd be all over this. However, after listening to this track, Daisy, I feel like Nathan has really found a sweet spot of combining alt-rock and surf sounds with just a nice touch of pop. The new album, You're Welcome, is set for release on May 19th. And that tune is called Daisy, as I mentioned. Next up is a playlist from something from Charlie and the Villas. So Charlie and the Villas are an unsigned indie alt-pop singer-songwriter kind of band out of Brighton in the UK. They are fronted by Charlie Thomas, and they craft some nifty tunes like this one. This track is titled I'll Wonder Again. As I mentioned, it's a nice, nifty little down-tempoed pop tune. New music from Charlie and the Villas here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I didn't see it.
I wish I'd tried through.
Before I knew I wouldn't believe it.
Believe that could be you.
You have smiled once and I caught it.
It's right then that I knew.
The sort of heart you hear reported.
Like blossoms in the summer, like even in the rain, we both will find.
91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Bordeen. This is another band that reached out to me directly, which I still think is amazing. They are an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie singer-songwriter trio out of Newmarket, Ontario, Canada. They are siblings, and you can really tell that they have sung together for years. They've just released their debut standalone single. It's called Ocean Tide, and it came out on February 28th. Of course, as I encourage you to stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Ran too far, I can't see the path. Ran too long, I'm all out of sunlight. Passing strangers that don't talk to strangers. Guess I'm a stranger after all. And I don't mind. My hands are tied. And I don't mind. My hands are tied. Called you back. I called you twice to let you know I always survive. Passing strangers that don't talk to strangers. Guess I'm a stranger.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Cure, Elvis Costello, and Ingrid Michaelson. Plus, we have new tunes from Phaser Days, Greta Ray, and Swimming Tapes. Double Down feature artist is Sarah Beth Nelson, which will include two tracks from her latest release. Plus, I've got a great cover tune for you. Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this show, or this hour, started with a tune from Mysteries of Life. It's called I Guess I'm in Luck, here on Music. You might otherwise miss.